Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to Everything Pro Wrestling.
To Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. And I am your host, Conrad Cushman, and we are here today to talk about October 28th, 2020 AEW Dynamite. We had a tremendous show lined up for us tonight, and this show was going up against NXT's Halloween Havoc, and I did check in on that, and I'm pretty interested in that show as well. Looks like we got two great shows tonight. I didn't get to see all of Halloween Havoc, so please no spoilers in the chat, but I'm really interested to talk about AEW with you guys. Lots of build towards Full Gear. Things are getting quite interesting in the world of pro wrestling, but as far as we are concerned with that, it's time for the intro for my man Montesi. Make sure you stick with us and we'll be right back to talk AEW Dynamite. Everything pro wrestling. Podcast here for the people, the best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. All right, we are back, guys, to talk some AEW Dynamite. I appreciate everybody who is joining me tonight in the live chat. You guys are freaking tremendous, so thank you guys so much for being in here. Nothing but love, man, for you guys. So make sure you guys are in there chatting it up. Let me know what's good. Like the Nightbot just said in the chat, make sure if you guys are in here, the best way to help out Everything Pro Wrestling, it's free. You just come on in, make sure you hit that thumbs up button. Really helps out with the video being seen more. That way we get more subscribers. We did have some new people just subscribe as well to the channel, so thank you so much for that. A lot of people enjoyed the unboxing video of the AEW Championship. Thank you to everybody who watched that as well. Hopefully that picks up some more traffic over time because people like watching the replica belt videos. But definitely dope. PR is in the house though with us tonight. Derek, what's good? Rob is in the house as well. Thank you, thank you. Justin Hollis, what's good, Justin? My man Ace in the chat as well. What up, what up, what up, everybody? Thank you guys so much for joining us. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and opinions tonight on AEW Dynamite. Keep them coming in the chat. We're going to run down the card from the top to the bottom like we do every single week and have some discussions over what is going on, man. So, with no further ado, let's talk some AEW Dynamite. Our commentary team for the evening, we had Jim Ross, Tony Schiavone, and Excalibur back to the regular crew. And in an interesting way of looking at things, we start off the night with an immediate like backstage promo or interview. I like this. It was just something different. It caught me off guard immediately when I was taking my notes. Like, oh, different. Usually you see a match sometimes on AEW where people are already in the ring, or sometimes you'll even have it where there's a promo in the ring. Just very different sometimes here. So I like that they've been flipping it up. Connor, what's good? And BJ, thank you, man. Man, you got it right there, brother. We start off with Wardlow backstage with MJF. They're kind of talking to Wardlow about his AEW World Title Eliminator Tournament match that he's got coming up. And MJF in the interview says that there's nothing to worry about because once Wardlow wins the tournament, Wardlow is going to be giving the title shot to MJF because he owns Wardlow's contract and not AEW. Getting more of this million-dollar man Virgil dynamic between these two, I thought it was tremendous. Wardlow played his part kind of as the reluctant heel, just saying like, yeah, I mean, I guess, whatever. You know, kind of nonchalant about it too. And here comes Sammy Guevara out of nowhere. And he said, hey, little buddy, what's going on? And he makes fun of Sammy for having that large-ass jacket, 5XL, by the way. And in all of this, Sammy Guevara is pissed off at him. He's basically saying he doesn't want him in the inner circle. And they go face-to-face. MJF had a great one-liner in here saying Sammy, he had his hat backwards, said Sammy looks like the dude who sells Adderall to middle school kids. Freaking terrible. But I definitely laughed at it when MJF dropped that line. MJF's great on the mic, and he made fun of Sammy's promo ability from the previous week. This is going to get heated. So this is going to roll over to this inner circle segment that'll be happening later, the big town hall amongst them. And this leads to Wardlow getting ready to go out for his match. So round two of the semifinals of the AEW World Title Eliminator Tournament. That is a mouthful. I had to make sure I wrote that down so I knew what I was saying. We had Wardlow, though, taking on Adam Hangman Page. Early on in this matchup, we had Wardlow basically plow through the barricade with Hangman Page. I thought Page hit his head on the chair that was on the outside there a little bit. Got to be careful with spots like that. You don't want to injure someone, especially someone who's going to be in the finals at this moment. But I think they wanted to deliver good matches here. During all of this, we saw Page eventually be set up for that move where Wardlow puts you on the second rope and holds you by your neck, gives you the thumbs down, and then throws you into the knee. But Page counters that with a cross arm breaker using the ropes. Wardlow goes to the top rope at one point looking for the swanton, but misses. JR is on him for that. He's saying, ah, you're a big man. You don't need to be doing that. Big risk, big rewards. And it didn't pay off right there. So afterwards, Page goes to the top rope while Wardlow's on the outside and hits a moonsault. That just appears to be Wardlow's kryptonite. The moonsaults are what takes him out every time. After this, he gets a shooting star pin, but Wardlow is able to kick out. Page goes for the buckshot lariat, misses the buckshot lariat, and Page hits an F10, or excuse me, Wardlow hits an F10 on Page, but he rolls out of the ring. He's able to get out, try to recover a little bit here, and eventually he fights back to hit the top rope fallaway slam, which looked absolutely crazy once he hit it. Beast, though, for them being able to even do that. And we see a buckshot lariat, but Wardlow doesn't go down from the first one. He's still standing, and Page just runs to the other side, hits another one, takes his head off. 1, 2, 3. Adam Hangman Page, the cowboy, rides alone into the final. So it's pretty cool to see Hangman Page make it all the way to the finals here. I thought this was a good match. Great showing for Hangman Page. But I really thought this match showcased what Wardlow could do going forward with a lot of things. Wardlow, absolute beast, bro. Absolute beast. I really like what they did here. And what's going on? We got Sean Hubbard Wrestling Weekly in the chat. What's good, Sean? Thank you for joining us. Jocelyn is in the house saying, hey, everybody. What's going on, Jocelyn? And B-Boy Skyline is in there. What's good, Jordan? Thank you for joining us. Man, AEW have so many stars growing at once. It's crazy. For real, BJ. But that's what you kind of wanted, though. Because remember in the beginning, people were like, well, who did they sign? The plan has always been to build people up, and I think they did a good job here, and these two are perfect examples of who you want to build up here. Well done. Well done. I have no complaints about this. I thought it built both guys up. Wardlow still looked like a beast despite losing, and Hangman Page was the right winner here, and we're going to get more so into that later on. And Sean Harrington, what is good, brother? Thank you for joining us. Sean asked last week, and you have now been given the moderator badge, good sir, so don't abuse it. He said, solid Hangman match. Hangman gave Wardlow 90% of the offense, making him look really good. I agree. Concur, my friend. I definitely like what they did here with that. So afterwards, it gets kicked back to the announce team. They run down the card here. Jon Moxley cuts another good promo on Eddie Kingston. Just talking about doing the work, that seems to be a phrase that Cody started and a lot of people are using it, but I like it. Do the work. And he said that he's not here for all the whining, the complaining, and I love it. It was really good. And he said that he's basically going to take Eddie Kingston out and he is going to make sure he wins that I Quit match. I like the confidence in Moxley, and I like the fact that he had this in like an MMA type setting where he's just sitting on the floor, you know, just after a sparring session, sweating, and he's just giving his thoughts on everything. Eddie Kingston then comes out and cuts a promo on him, though. Number one, Eddie Kingston's the man because he kicked the cameraman out of the ring and basically said he didn't pay his dues like he did. Big, big, big shout out to Eddie Kingston for that. He calls out Moxley and he says he's a coward. He said, why isn't he here tonight if he's the world champion? If he's so big and bad, he's not here. And he basically said, watch what we do tonight. He had the Butcher, the Blade, and the Bunny in his corner for this matchup. And he's getting ready to take on Matt Sydal. And to me, decent match. I really don't have a lot of notes on this because there was nothing really spectacular in any of this. This was more so to build up Eddie Kingston for Jon Moxley. Sydal hit a great knee in the face in the corner that I thought looked really cool. And even after the fact, Eddie Kingston uses the Bulldog Choke to put Matt Sydal out. And after winning with the Bulldog Choke, Eddie Kingston refused to let go and started calling him Moxley. And they asked him basically, do you quit? And Matt Sydal said, I quit. And he put Eddie Kingston over so that Eddie Kingston could possibly look like a threat to Moxley and all of this. Good promo, good showcase for Eddie Kingston. These two have to get through one more Dynamite before we get to this show. And I think that the great promos, they need to just pull off the best one that they've got next week to sell us on this pay-per-view. Getting into the chat here, we've got Jesus De Leon. He said, good match, glad Paige won. Yes, sir. Sonny Bimbo in the chat. What's good, Sonny? Thank you for joining us, brother. I'm in love with the girl in the NWA women's title match. Oh, we'll get into that, Sonny. Sean Harrington said, not surprised either. Glad we are getting the match that's been teased for months. BJM Live said, 18 years trademarked by Eddie Kingston. Jocelyn says, speaking of MMA, Moxley stars in a movie that's coming out. Yes. Actually, I have to go to the old Google machine here to see what's the name of this movie. He's definitely going to be in an MMA film. I think Cage Fighter is what it's called. I should have recognized that definitely quicker. But he's in a movie called Cage Fighter. Moxley's real name is Jonathan Good, if you guys didn't know. So you should definitely check that out. Eddie Kingston's promo on Halloween BTE, that was good too, on Candy. Yes. And Ace just said AEW needs to sign Thunder Rosa ASAP. Yeah, rumors are that Thunder Rosa's a free agent and she's probably looking for the bread, man. So if you want her, you're going to have to pay her. You're going to have to make some moves. Hopefully they have something to offer that she really wants. Now, looking at all of this, we cut to an interesting segment that is going to play into what's happening at Full Gear. And it is the interview here with Excalibur, the Young Bucks, and FTR. So during all of this, Excalibur is interviewing them. And he first asked the Young Bucks, Matt, how's your ankle after basically getting pillmanized last week? And Matt says that it's all right. Nick kind of makes it seem worse than it is. And he's like, well, not worse than it is. He says, you can't pick your kids up, Matt. Why are you saying all this? And he's like, listen, I'll be there. I'm going to be there. It doesn't matter what happens. I don't care if you got to pick me up and drag me. I'm not going to miss this match. He goes into, they came from SoCal. They built the ring in their own backyard. The Young Bucks tried to get fired up here in this promo. And FTR was asked about the dream match then with Tully sitting with them. And they said that the tag titles are more important than any dream match. He said, yes, it's a dream match and we're happy for it, but these titles mean more. I love it. Way to elevate the championships as they are the only thing that matter to them in professional wrestling. I like it. Well done. Well done. So we have a big setup that's going to happen here with everything. The Bucks say FTR lit a fire underneath them, and that's why they were super kicking people acting different because they didn't know how else to act. And they said that it didn't make them feel good, but that's the way they had to act. And they blamed the FTR for the reason that they've lost their friends, why everything's not going right. And technically, when they beat Hangman Page and Kenny Omega at All Out, this did start to cause the spiral effect, and the Young Bucks started acting crazy after that. Interesting. Interesting way to see it. But a stipulation gets added on after here, and it's if the Bucks don't win, because FTR walks off with Tully, they're like, ah, you're not listening to us. You're more focused on your friends, so we're out of here. You're not listening to the champs. The Bucks say if they do not win the tag titles at Full Gear, they will never challenge for the titles again. The Cody stipulation this year is on the Young Bucks. I'm interested to hear what the chat has to say about that, because Jesus had one thought that I was kind of feeling like, I get it, you've done this stipulation before, but it does add a different wrinkle to the match now. To me, does it make it obvious that the Bucks are going to win? I don't know, though. Maybe the plan is to split the Bucks up. I don't know what they're going to do here with this. I can only see it going one way, because if it flips the other way, what do you do after that with the Bucks? Let's see here. I love it. Sean reminded me that Eddie ended up turning the Halloween promo into a Christmas promo. That was pretty funny. People are already claiming that Thunder Rosa is heading to WWE. Sean says that I'm so scared WWE might get Thunder Rosa. I mean, we don't know what's the official word yet, so we'll have to wait till I see it on a website, until I see that the signing has happened. It's rumors right now as far as I'm concerned. Let's see here. Oh, we're getting some different thoughts on Thunder Rosa. People are going in the chat. Hey, listen, she's got to make her own decision. She's her own person. I can't be mad at it. But the FTR and Young Bucks match, this has been a dream match, man, since I want to say like 2018, maybe a year or two off. But people want to see this match here. And I really expect this match to deliver too at Full Gear. This match has the potential to steal the show, but this card is loaded now. Like, abso-frickin-lutely loaded when you go through and look at this. Let's see. BJ says, I don't like the stip being added. Wasn't needed for this big encounter and the belts being there. Yeah, I'm kind of with that as well. I just was like, this is an extra thing. I mean, you put an extra wrinkle on it, perhaps, but to me, this didn't add any intrigue or anything else. Like I said, if the Bucks don't win, what happens? Like, I don't know. A said FTR are geniuses, and he's giving them the golf clap, it looks like. He's giving them the applause. Until I hear it from her, I'll hold my tongue from here on out. Respect it, Sean. Respect it. But interesting thoughts, though, BJ, on that for the Young Bucks and the FTR stipulation. We'll have to see what happens and what more people think of this going towards Full Gear. We still have another show, too, to promote in between that time. So I'm sure that there will be a lot of hype going into it. We move on to the town hall, and guys, it's probably time for us in EPW to have our own town hall. Serious talk here, boys. Serious talk. I've been hearing some people in the chat haven't been taking care of business, and if you haven't been taking care of business, there's only one thing you need to know, and this is our town hall. You guys need to go to manscaped.com and use our promo code EPWshow. Why is that? Because Manscaped has all the needs for you to have the best in groin grooming. You guys can get the Lawnmower 3.0, and this will most definitely make a big difference when it comes down to everything. So make sure you guys go to manscaped.com, treat yourself, whether it's with the foot deodorant, the ball deodorant, the boxers, whatever you want from there. Fellas, ladies, even if it's a gift, treat yourself, treat your family member to some Manscaped and use our promo code, because I don't want to have another town hall about this. All right? It's ridiculous. We shouldn't have to talk to you guys about this stuff. Use it, man. And some of you may be saying, well, that's kind of expensive for me. You're worth it. You're worth it. Spend the money. All right? use it on yourself, and do what works best for you. Now, if you guys want something that's free, I got you too. You guys can go to powerslam.tv and use our promo code EPWSHOW and get 1 month free of independent wrestling. Who doesn't like independent pro wrestling? You're sitting at home, you're bored on a day. Why not use it? Take advantage of our free promo code. It is definitely worth the wait. You guys will enjoy it. You guys can find matches from some of your favorite indie wrestlers across the world. So make sure you use it. We also have to give a big shout out to Everything College Basketball by Josh Burton and Peyton Burton. These guys have all the latest and greatest in college hoops. These guys bring you the best every single week, talking about what's going on in the world of college basketball, updating you on if there's going to be games, the latest recruits. So make sure you guys check them out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And on those same platforms, you can catch the Pro Wrestling Shoot with my boy Jesse. He had a great interview with TJP recently. I highly recommend everybody check it out, but look through his archives. He's got great interviews with Brian Williams from, our friend from Ukes, video game designer. And he actually has a really cool story about when he first met Brian. So you guys definitely need to check out the Pro Wrestling Shoot. I have nothing bad to say about my boy, Jesse. So check him out and you guys will definitely enjoy. Now, we've done enough shilling, enough promoting. You know how we got to get down here. Did somebody really just write balls in the chat? I'm not mad. good segue. Thank you. Manscaped, baby. Get your free pair of boxers with your order. and Sonny Bimbo put hashtag support indie wrestling. You damn right. My girl Tiff would definitely be proud when she hears this. Brian Williams from NBC Nightly News. Oh, no. This Brian Williams is more important. Brian Williams from Ukes, my boy. You know what? Someone make sure you clip this video and tag him at True B Will. Got to give my boy a shout out. So make sure you just clip that part of the video and tell Brian Everything Pro Wrestling said what up. All right. So back to the town hall with the inner circle here. Tony Schiavone and Dasha are sitting at a desk and they're getting ready to host this bad boy. And MJF comes out. He's in the ring. Prickish as usual, and Luchasaurus is the first one who comes out and he starts asking about financial prosperity for the inner circle. I'm not mad. Luchasaurus, he knows. I love the fact that he said my eyes aren't what they used to be. Luchasaurus, nice, subtle, straight man comedy. Love it. He's just so dry humor, but it works for him. Eventually, MJF pulls out a graph, one of the most simplest graphs you've ever seen in Excel, showing the inner circle's profit. You know, he was like, it looks pretty good, but with me, the sky's the limit, baby. And he's just talking about how he wants to be in. Next, we get Britt Baker and Reba. Reba is kissing Jericho's ass throughout all of this. She's like, oh my goodness. She turned into like a groupie, basically. And she was like, oh, I love your smile. And Britt Baker says, get away, you're creepy. And Britt Baker puts herself over. She's a dentist. She knows what's best. And she talks about MJF being a terrible friend to people. And Jericho gets that question and he responds that, you know, I'm not a dipshit like Cody. Money, Chris, money. He said, I'm not a dipshit like Cody. And I know exactly what I'm doing here. And he knows that he can watch MJF and knows what he's going to do. So Peter Avalon then comes out, the librarian. If you have not seen AEW Dark, you will know why this is a sad state of affairs. But Peter Avalon comes out and asks, you know, I'm going to shoot my shot. Can I join the inner circle? He is laughed at by every member of the inner circle. Hager's not there because he's getting ready to train for his Bellator fight. But they're laughing at him, just like, no, no, get out. And next up is Eric B., and it's, I'm back, and I'm better than ever. Eric Bischoff, excuse my horrible singing, Eric Bischoff comes out with a question. Surprise cameo here. I did not expect him to be here, but whatever. Eric Bischoff comes out, and he's got basically like threefold questions here. And the first one, I'm going to summarize a lot of this. He says, what can MJF do for the inner circle? MJF says he can give the inner circle friendship. Bruh. As soon as he said that, I was like, come on, dude. And during all of this, he says he can learn how to be a team player. And he calls out Jericho for being a prima donna. Jericho starts going off. He's like, hey, Bischoff, I never liked you. And Tony Schiavone said, Mr. Bischoff has the floor. Jericho keeps talking over him. He says, Chris, shut up. And perfect. Tony Schiavone coming with that dad voice, telling everybody to shut up. So he gets into all of this with this whole idea of what's going to happen with this, and what is MJF going to bring? How do we know MJF's not going to stab you in the back because he's a prima donna too? And then Jericho's like, no, he's right. Answer the question. After MJF complains that he shouldn't have to answer the question, Jericho's like, no, just answer the question. And he says, I've done everything. What else do I have to do, Chris? He said, you've done everything except beat me. And we finally get the setup for Full Gear. The match is made official in the ring. Jericho says, MJF, if you can beat me at Full Gear, you can join the Inner Circle. MJF looks at him and says, Chris, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to do anything. And I mean anything to get into the Inner Circle. And Jericho said, I wouldn't have it any other way. So after that, though, Sammy has been waiting. Him and Ortiz are chomping at the bit. And they say, listen, Santana's all right with you. He's kind of so-so on you, but we definitely don't want you in the Inner Circle. And Sammy and Ortiz said, next week, Sammy and Ortiz are challenging MJF and Wardlow to a tag match. MJF's got a lot of hurdles to get through before he joins the Inner Circle. We'll have to see how this plays out, but very, very interesting. I'm really shocked no one asked where Wardlow would foot in. Would he also join the Inner Circle by default? That's a good question, Sean. I think there's going to be some changes made. We have to get to the pay-per-view to see what's going to happen here, but I think some changes are going to be made with the Inner Circle. BJ says, Luchasaurus walked away as soon as he asked. Miss MJF's graph could not be asked to stay any longer. Sean Harrington said the graph was honestly dumb. I actually enjoyed the promo between MJF and Sammy G, and it was Eric B. of Wyoming. Eric wasn't leaked because Sabatelli wasn't there in attendance. Terrible. BJ said we need Schiavone as a future debate moderator. Rob says vote for Pedro and all your wildest dreams will come true vibes. Oh, hashtag vote for Pedro. So speaking of people wanting to join groups, this leads to our next offer, we'll say, for Team Taz. Team Taz offering Will Hobbs a spot. Brian Cage, Ricky Starks, and Taz are pressuring Will Hobbs. Are you going to join the group? You got to let us know soon. And they kind of just highlight Will Hobbs' power and why they want him in the group. Listen, man, I'm getting a Fire and Ice vibe. If you had Brian Cage and Will Hobbs as a tag team, that could be a beast team, man. Scott Norton and Ice Train, bro. I'm telling you, I thought that was a good tag team in WCW. I don't care what Casey says when he listens to this later. Fire and Ice was dope, bro. Absolutely, though. I think Will Hobbs is not joining Team Taz, if you ask my personal opinion about it. Will Hobbs is a star. He's got the presence, and I look forward to this feud continuing between him and Cage and incorporating Ricky Starks in there somehow. Jericho will hit MJF with the Judas effect at Full Gear. Ooh, bold claim, Ace. I don't know. I'm not ready to make that prediction yet for what's going to happen. I got to think about this a little bit more. Perfect. Sean Harrington wrote Ice Train. See? People remember Ice Train. I like them too, to be honest. Fire and Ice. See? They were a good team. I think they were underrated. Broken up too quickly. Next. TNT Lumberjack match. We had Orange Cassidy coming out with the Best Friends, getting ready to challenge Cody, who was with the Nightmare Family, Arn, QT, and Dustin. Come out with them. So, in this match, the Dark Order out there, and they're ready to cause trouble. You've got the other side. You've got the Gun Club out there. You've got the Nightmare Family, the Best Friends. Anybody else who's not wrestling on the card tonight, they're basically out there for the most part. And this is all because of the fact that they had their last match, as we reviewed 2 weeks ago. Orange Cassidy had it won. If he had a second more, he probably would have became the TNT champion. But it didn't work that way. So Match starts off pretty aggressive. You see some great moves from Orange in the beginning. He did a great vertical suplex on Cody that I thought looked like $1 million, in my opinion. When it came down to selling in this match, I thought Orange Cassidy did an all right job of selling the knee. He reminded you that his knee was injured in the match with Cody 2 weeks ago, and he still hasn't fully recovered yet, but he gets these bursts of energy, and then he's like holding on to the knee after a while, like, ah, this thing's hurting me right now. So during it, we have the hug spot on the outside with the best friends and Orange in the lumberjack match. They were doing a lot of stuff in here, but this is how all of Cody's matches that are like set up for promotion are always built up to be a stipulation, and there's lots of shenanigans in it. So there was the hug spot in this one. I love the Orange Cassidy save. He's on the apron at one point. Cody knocks him loopy, and he hits the dragon. I think he hit like a dragon whip on his leg. Orange rolls out of the ring. He nails him off. The best friends catch him and then push him up, and then he hits Cody. And then when Cody does the same spot later on, he's on the apron. Cody falls over. The best friends catch him, and then they just let him fall. And everyone's like, hey, what's going on here? I thought that was a funny spot for what they were doing in this. We then see all the lumberjacks start brawling. Why? I don't know. Always some silliness with the lumberjacks. They're all fighting on one side, but this leads to a superplex spot. Cody superplex Orange Cassidy on top of all the lumberjacks to the floor. Everybody's down. We see a Cody cutter on Orange. Cody then loses his offense to Orange Cassidy. We see his spinning DDT, and then we see the beach break for a near fall. It looked like it could have been over there for a second. Silver then interferes in this match during all of this brawling on the outside. Hits a pump kick on Orange Cassidy, and I believe, somebody in the chat tell me this, Arn Anderson, I believe, punched Orange Cassidy in the face after Silver gave him the pump kick. Am I wrong? With this, Silver hits the pump kick on OC, and I swore he was over by the ropes and somebody decked him in the face. And then Cody didn't see any of it, hits the crossroads, gets the victory, 1-2-3. Gets the win here. It looks like he's happy he got the win. A brawl still breaks out. The Dark Order and the Gun Club are kind of like facing off here. And after the fact, we see Cody kind of clutching the title, and then he looks up into the high end of the arena, and we see Darby Allin sitting there. And I got some like weird WCW Nitro Sting vibes from seeing it. Darby's sitting kind of in like in this real cool position. He's got his foot up, and he's just looking over. You can see the face paint on him. You can see just the look on his face, like he's focused and ready. And it just reminded me of Sting from Nitro. I don't know if anyone else got those vibes from this, but that's how I was feeling. BJ said, spinoff of Hobbs and Starks. I like it. I dug Vicious and Delicious too. I thought they should have had a tag title run, even if it was short. Only on Revenge, brother. That's the only place we'll see it now. B-Boy Skyline said John Silver is over. I think on BTE he's over, but they're definitely giving him a lot of shine right now with Alex Reynolds out after that freaking terrible concussion, and they definitely handled that all wrong last week. I didn't even notice it until I saw the video afterwards. Let's see here. Can we find a wrestler named Calvin to team with Hobbs? BJ said Cody books him full for sure. B-Boy Skyline said Arn did it. And here comes Rob. Rob was not a fan of the lumberjack match. We were talking during this. He said, Dustin is a terrible brother. Trent punched Cody right in front of him, and he just stood there. You know, it's pro wrestling. Cody's got to be his own man, you know? And I'm going to grab my water because the old voice ain't handling it tonight. Let me see here. Actually, MLW has Calvin Tankman. He's a beast, bro, by the way. If you guys have not seen that with MLW, big shout out. Let's see here. BJ said, I feel like Darby hasn't had a build in over a month. Takes away from the full gear match. I think he was putting on some good matches. Darby puts his body on the line a lot, though, and I feel like it limits how often they can have him work, if that makes sense, BJ. I think they have next week, though, to properly get you hyped for that match, because this is the third time they're facing off, and I kind of do feel this, like, emotional investment in this, because I'm like, yo, Cody's beaten him 2-3 times already, and they've had one draw. Like, can Darby finally beat this dude? Darby will be showcased next week, I wager. I agree. I'm with Sean on that one. Interesting, though, how everything gets set up. So, afterwards, we go to another backstage segment. The best friends are going backstage, and they run into Miro and Kip. And Miro and Kip are backstage. Penelope Ford is dressed like Orange Cassidy. Happy Halloween, I guess. And she is giving them a present. And the present is in kind of this orange wrapping paper. And, you know, they thought everything was all good. They were like, yeah, we overreacted. And then they just beat the hell out of the best friends, throwing them into their locker room. I think Chucky went flying into a chair. Trent went into a wall, then onto a table. And Miro said, I will never forgive you. This is the video gamer rage. I get what this is supposed to be, and I think some people won't like it because they don't understand what they're trying to do here. And I'm not saying that it's the greatest thing in the world, but I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to show the rage that a video gamer can have throughout all of this. It's a low mid-card feud, basically, to set this up. I like it. I think Miro could use a slow build, and I'm still interested to see where him and Kip are going with this whole wedding angle. So give it time. I want to see what they're going to do with this, but the best friends look like they're going to be feuding with them. More on that later. Let's see here. He's been on Dark the last few weeks. He has. Sean is correct. Sometimes, like, Dark plays a factor into a lot of the wins, and sometimes people just wrestling easier matches. I think they do that so Darby isn't out there with somebody who it's like, oh, I'm on Dynamite. Well, I'm going to put myself on the line. I think they're like, listen, you got to slow down on that stuff and take it easy. All right. So we have a new NWA Women's Champion as of last night. Serena Deeb defeated Thunder Rosa on NWA. They've been doing some pay-per-view programming, and I saw it all over Twitter last night. Serena Deeb got the victory, and tonight she is having a challenger of legit Layla Hirsch, and a lot of people were fans. Sonny Bimbo in the chat said it earlier. He was a big fan of Layla Hirsch. She is an amateur wrestler, and she definitely had on the shoes and the gear for it. And when I first saw her, you know, she was smaller in stature, but Layla Hirsch could go. I was very impressed by the work I've seen of her so far. I've only seen her in a couple matches, but, yo, no complaints. She did really well in this. Her amateur wrestling skills were great. I loved the headlock takeovers, and when Serena Deeb was trying to get out, she knew how to counter it every time into stopping her. Really good. This was a wrestling match for the most part, just back and forth pro wrestling. These two just trying to figure out how to do some moves, and then you would just eventually come up with some, after some chain wrestling, boom, a big shot, and then they would go down. But the finish comes when Serena hits a neck breaker, and Serena D wins by submission by using the Tequila Sunrise, and I thought that was absolutely great. She is happy to be the NWA Women's Champion, and you know what? Honestly, I just wanted to put this in just so I could say this part. Like, I'm happy for Serena D. She is someone who has, I think, been overlooked a lot in pro wrestling. Everybody remembers her for her short time, you know, with the Straight Edge Society. Then she had that great match with Thunder Rosa. And I feel like she's finally being recognized for her greatness now. And I'm just happy that more fans are starting to see that. Serena Deeb is tremendous, though, in my mind. Like, I have no complaints. I think she's someone who will fit great as a coach possibly later for AEW. And like I said, to get this women's division back on track, this could work. And I like the fact that they've been using other people, because some people are like, well, why were you giving the women time off? I hope that it was to let other people prepare for their matches that they're trying to set up, so that way they can have some really good matches on the show. But the people who are being booked in these pay-per-view matches, I don't think were the problems. I think that they just need to get it together, put some storylines together for these women, and you can have some tremendous things happen. Just a little bit more focus on them. How you want to do that, you have various options. Let's see. Those legs look like they could crush skulls. Yeah, that's that amateur wrestling background, bro. Deeb is a huge gift for AEW. She made that match feel intense and made them both shine. And I'm a big fan of the Tequila Sunrise. Doesn't matter which kind. BJ. Respect, though, brother. Respect. After this, we get into exactly what I was talking about here. The idea of the women's division being put on a higher pedestal. Hikaru Shida is backstage, and she says that Alex Marvez, not the biggest fan of Marvez, to tell the truth. They have it set up so that way Marvez is backstage asking her, Nyla Rose has been number one contender, and she says that she refuses to wrestle until she gets a shot at the championship. Technically, this is true. Nyla Rose got some wins on Dark with Vicky, and she's been number one contender for a while since Hikaru Shida started doing the play around stuff with Thunder Rosa. So she's wondering, where's her title shot? Hikaru Shida accepts. So at Full Gear, Hikaru Shida versus Nyla Rose is happening once again. I'm not mad. I thought we were possibly going to get this at All Out, but it makes sense. Shida and Nyla Rose usually put on banger of matches. I'm not going to complain about this at all. Like I said, we know this match is good, though. I want to see some other people be elevated into those spots and let them carry the pay-per-view match. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but that's just me. Let someone else try. Let's elevate someone else is what I'm saying. Because you've been bringing people in from the NWA and some other locations. Let's put someone else in one of these spots and let's see what they can do. Ace said Nyla Rose wants her title back. 100%. And you know what? I could possibly see Nyla winning this back. I think Nyla's been tremendous. She's got Vicky Guerrero. This will give them some purpose and something to do. Next, we have Sean Spears with Tully Blanchard getting ready to take on VSK. VSK's been on AEW Dark. Sean Spears and Tully have been using the gimmick of the black glove on AEW Dark. If you guys aren't familiar with it, it's kind of like Barry Windham when he was in The Horseman. The loaded glove is very important, and sometimes they put like a big piece of metal in there, and it's used to knock the opponent out. In this match, though, the ref checks it, the metal piece isn't in there, and within seconds, Sean Spears hits the C4 on VSK, 1, 2, 3, it's over. He took the slow route to pinning him, too. He knew it was done, and they made Sean Spears look strong here. Cool. We found out on Dark, Sean Spears trashed Scorpio Sky's locker room. They've been having beef for a few weeks now. And in the locker room, he wrote thief on the wall because he feels like Scorpio Sky's been trying to steal his shine recently. And in the midst of all that, we see some candy being thrown at him from a bull who's ringside. I wonder who that could be. And he throws the bull in the ring because he's getting ready to bully him. And it's Scorpio Sky. Scorpio Sky, though, takes the bull by the horns, no pun intended, and hits Sean Spears with the TKO. We see afterwards Tully throwing candy at Sky. And this is how the segment ends. This is leading to something. And we're going to get into that in a second. The announced team here, BJ said, let's get Big Swole elevated. I think they gave Big Swole a couple opportunities. It's not bad. Spears is 14-2, which I think is the fourth best singles record in AEW. He has, but who has he beat, though, too? You know? That's why I'm like, I don't see Sean Spears being in the top 10. Maybe a TNT title match coming his way soon, but we'll see. They run down the Full Gear card with all of the updated matches and everything else. That's something that I'll do later for you guys. I will eventually have a roundtable show coming up here soon. We've got Dynamite next week, and then I believe next Thursday will be the roundtable show. So make sure you guys are subscribed to the channel and checking that out as well. And big shout out to Chris Maloney, who subscribed to the channel earlier. So just wanted to make sure we showed Chris some love on this. He subscribed right before the show had started. So thank you, Chris. Let's see. Number 5 on the contenders list, Spears is sneaking up. You never know, though. A few more wins, and maybe he'll face someone bigger. And if he can get a big win, BJ, maybe he'll creep into that top 3. I'm going with maybe not, though. So we find out then for the buy-in, John Silver hit that pump kick on Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy versus John Silver is happening at the buy-in for Full Gear. As my man B-Boy Skyline Jordan in the chat said, to me, this is John Silver's time to shine, bro. He's got a one-on-one match with Orange Cassidy. Go out there and crush it, my friend. Next week on Dynamite, we have Le Champion, Chris Jericho. He will be on commentary. We've got the tag team match of Ortiz and Sammy versus MJF and Wardlow. Miro versus Trent one-on-one with their partners in their corners. Shawn Spears versus Scorpio Sky has been made for next week. We have a six-man tag. Cody, Billy Gunn, and Austin Gunn, the Gun Club, versus Silver, Cabana, and Ten for the Dark Order. And we have Moxley doing a face-to-face with Eddie Kingston. That is the lineup for next week. It doesn't look like the greatest card in the world, but I think we're going to get a lot of build-up to Full Gear. So let's do the wait and see what happens. He can't face Cody considering the Four Horsemen might be a thing. Johnny better prove he's hungry. I'm so mad I read it like that too as soon as you wrote it. Johnny hungry, yeah. Silver is one of the funniest parts of BTE. If you guys aren't watching, I'm telling you, the Dark Order crack me up. That the private party segment was probably one of my favorites this week. Sorry guys, lots of water. The voice is crushing me tonight. And in our main event tonight, round two, semifinal for the AEW World Title Eliminator Tournament. Pentagon Jr. versus Kenny Omega. My bros, this match delivered far more than I expected it to. This is going to be my match of the night. Calling it, stamp it, done, boom. They knew exactly what they were doing here for this one. We have Pentagon Jr. versus Kenny Omega. In this, Phoenix had to forfeit his spot because of an injury. I know a lot of people are like, wait, didn't Phoenix win last week? Phoenix did win last week, but he had to forfeit his spot because he couldn't compete next week. He was taken out, and he gave the spot to his brother, Pentagon. And Eddie Kingston sold him on that in like a promo after the fact, kind of by like the parking lot garage. And he was like, listen, you guys already know the deal. This is your brother. You know what you need to do. Make sure you guys show some respect, forfeit the spot. And when I win the title from Moxley, I get to face my best friend for the title. So that's the setup for this and everything that's happening. And bro, Kenny Omega, Kenny O-freaking-mega in this. He comes out once again here with his dancers. The dancers are out with the brooms, you know, doing the sweep. And they're wearing the Lucha Brothers masks. Pure money. I love it. I didn't even, like, realize it until I heard, like, Excalibur shouting it on commentary. And they're in the masks. They set up everything. Kenny Omega is getting shout-outs from every publication, from Meltzer to whoever writes stuff. I think WrestleJoy got mentioned. Shout out to my boy Fowl, who is working with WrestleJoy on something, so I had to give him some love. Dude, tremendous. WrestleJoy gets announced and all this stuff, and Kenny Omega comes out, and he is very, very prickish, we'll say. This dude is just oozing, like, just confidence in who he is, gets all of his pyro and everything, and he gets into the ring, and when he lifts up his shirt, he shows Phoenix that he's got the AAA mega title underneath. He beat Phoenix for the AAA mega title a few months back, and he's basically flaunting it in his face like, yeah, I got it right here. And Phoenix gets pretty pissed on the outside. He can't really get physical, but he's just like, oh, why would you do that? Kenny Omega, what a jerk. What a jerk, right? Great setup here. The cleaner B-Boy Skyline just wrote, rematch of All Out, or excuse me, All In. He meant to write. He did a correction after. Rob says, Sammy V-Log over BTE. Everything college basketball in the chat. You boys missed your shout out earlier, but thank you for joining us. Sean Harrington says, Spears would make for a good challenger for Darby when he wins. Yeah, that would be, I would have no problem with that feud, actually. I think that could be a good feud. Sammy Vlog has Cody in it. BJ said Pentagon sold those V-triggers in this one like he was murdered by them. Yeah, that was very well done. PR said, stupid notifications. I'm awake, still no notification when it actually started. Ah, Sorry about that, PR. PR, hit that button again, man. Maybe that'll help out, or just make sure you click all if you want to be notified of all the notifications once it's time. BJ said, Kenny keeps sneaking North Carolina into his entrances, and I'm not sure why, but it's killing me. I don't know. This must be some inside joke that we know nothing about. But afterwards, yo, Pentagon and Omega in the beginning, the chops. Yo, right now, Pentagon may have one of the loudest chops in the game. His sound like Big Show's chops back in the day when he would tell people like the shh, pop. That, yo, really good chops by Pentagon here. He chops Omega down. Pentagon does a diving crossbody onto the floor. We saw a middle rope sling blade, or for Derek, sling blade. And, dude, what? Yo, Pentagon is unreal. Like, this dude in Lucha Underground was one of my favorite singles competitors, and he's been great in a tag team, but tonight he really solidified why I enjoy him as a singles wrestler as well, man. Freaking amazing. I'm seeing a lot of people saying they didn't get the notification. I'm just going to say it for you guys. If you're not, unclick it right now and then hit it again on all. Sometimes YouTube acts up with that. I apologize if you guys didn't get the notification. Thank you, Peyton, though, for letting me know that. I got the notification for the 30 minutes the show went live, but never got the one when the show went live, actually. Sorry, guys. Hashtag blame YouTube. I don't know how to fix that for it. But back into this match. So he hit the crossbody onto the floor, middle rope sling blade. At one point, Kenny Omega gets on offense, and he is going for the one winged angel. But, and I said winged on purpose, it's the one wing angel. That's it. I don't know why your boy Excalibur adds on the one winged angel. The one wing angel. He is going for the move, and Pentagon slips out of it, basically. It looks like they're following the New Japan method here. Like, once he hits it, it's over. So this move is going to be protected. He gets out, though. We see a V-trigger hit on him, and then a spinning leg kick, like Owen Hart style, to the back of the head. I like it, Kenny. I like it. And then eventually that led to him being slumped over on the middle rope with his head on the turnbuckle. Another V-trigger. Kenny Omega is the best out of anybody with the V-triggers. Like, amazing. I see a lot of people doing that move now, but nobody does it like Kenny. So he hits it again to the back of the head. He goes for an avalanche dragon sleeper, and I was like, yo, they are tripping. Pentagon blocks this. Pentagon then tries to set up a move, but he's blocked, and Kenny looks like he's trying to drop him onto the stairs. Like, they make Kenny Omega look super desperate here. Like, winning this tournament means the world to him. But this leads to them getting onto the ramp, and we see a destroyer hit on the ramp. Brutal. Kenny Omega takes a beast spot right there. I love it. I thought that they did this amazingly. Like, that spot sold me here, and I was like, okay, things are starting to heat up. I apologize, I have to look at my notes for all of this stuff that happened. So he hits the move onto the ramp, the destroyer. He hits a package pile driver, and Kenny looked like he got stuck when he hit it, and I mean that in like the greatest of football or sports terms. Just dropped on his dome piece. Kenny's out. 1-2 kick out. I thought for a second it could have been over, but he kicks out. Once again, he goes for the one wing angel. Pentagon blocks it again, and he leads himself down, but holding onto Kenny's arm, sets him up for the arm break that he used to use in Lucha Underground, snaps the arm back. Kenny is clutching his arm. He's like, oh my God, oh, it hurts so bad. And he's trying to chop him, but he's using the opposite hand that just got used in the arm break. So he's holding that arm, and we see a super kick hit on Kenny Omega. Kenny responds back with the V-trigger, and then he finally is able to pick him up for the One Wing Angel. And I'm leaving out a lot of details. Go back and watch this match. It was dope. He hits it. 1-2-3. Kenny Omega is in the finals for this tournament, and we will see it conclude at Full Gear. Nice. Shout out to Jocelyn saying she got both. The Canadian Destroyer spot was good, Ace. I'm with you on that. That's when I knew this match was going to be really, really good. That was a Mexican destroyer. Whatever. Listen, we got to pay respect to Petey Williams somehow. Yeah, I love the heel kick in the back of the head. That was definitely old Kenny. He got spiked with that pile driver, BJ said. Yo. He took it like a champ. Sean Harrington was like, I was like, no way, as Kenny covered him, was covered after that package pile driver. Yeah, they pinned him real quick, dude. It was fun, man. It was a fun match. And I know some people are going to be like, man, that was so obvious what they were going to do here. Obvious isn't bad all the time. This was fine. I'm cool with this. The tournament was bound to lead to something. And you know what? If this was the way we had to get to Hangman Page versus Kenny Omega, I'm with it, bro. Two former tag team partners. And this is going to implode eventually. How? I don't know. When? I don't know. But I'm really happy to see this finals. I think it's going to be great. And I'm looking forward to this matchup. Like I said, for full gear off the top of my head, we know we have the I Quit match with Moxley and Kingston. We have Young Bucks versus FTR for the tag team titles. Young Bucks lose. They can never challenge for the tag titles again. You have Cody challenging for the, or Darby challenging Cody for the TNT championship. You've got Hikaru Shida versus Nyla Rose. Kenny Omega versus Hangman Page. This card is stacked, bro. We have Sammy Guevara versus Matt Hardy in the Elite Deletion match. The buy-in. We have Orange Cassidy versus John Silver. And I may be missing a match or two that I did not think of, but this card is stacked. Definitely going to be a fun show. Let's see here. Kenny versus Page could steal the show if FTR and Bucks don't. I think there's a lot of matches now that I'm looking at it that could steal the show. Cody and Darby could too. Nyla Rose and Shida could steal the show. This is up for anybody's taking right now, I'm starting to think. Good luck to everyone else on the full gear card. Hangman versus Omega is going to be crazy, BJ said. Sean says, yes, it was obvious, but even though I figured Kenny was winning the AEW tournament, still accomplished me getting nervous when Kenny wasn't going to kick out of that package pile driver. Facts. Let me see here. Is it better than Halloween Havoc? Rockstar, I can't say yet because I haven't seen Halloween Havoc yet, good sir. I'm going to be trying to check that out in the next upcoming days here. Hikaru Shida versus Nyla Rose. It should be a great show. Yeah, I think they've got a lot to make up for, though, after that All Out show. Like, people can say what they want. To me, it was a show that didn't deliver on the level I expected it to. And I think this show is hopefully the bounce back into how they can do that. But we'll have to see. And guys, do me a favor. Make sure you give me a follow on the old Twitter. And I'm going to put that in here. You guys can see all my social media links down below. Any love that you guys can provide. If you aren't following me on Instagram, show me some love at EPW Show. Twitter, I'm trying to get to 5K. I'm getting there slowly but surely. Make sure you guys give me a follow on there as well. We have a Facebook group and an official Facebook page. The official Facebook page has 1.3K likes. So thank you to anybody who's been spreading the word recently. And the YouTube channel, we're doing great. Our numbers have been going up for that as well. So keep people coming to this brand, guys. And I'm definitely going to be including some people. Like I said, next week we'll have a Dynamite review. And we're also going to be doing a roundtable. I've got a couple other things lined up for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoyed the unboxing of... Well, my baby's been sitting here with me for this show. What they're going to be fighting over between Page and Omega, the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. Big shout out to Mohammed and Royal Belts for making this. Super dope, man. Absolutely love this craftsmanship that he did on this. Great title belt. Really enjoying it. So for all of you guys who are watching the video, I'm probably never going to have this thing on me again. As soon as I can eventually get like a shelf or something for this, we'll try and do something with it. But I want to give a big shout out to everybody who watched the video. Thank you for watching it till the end. Leave me a comment if you guys watched this after the fact. Thank you guys so much for being in the chat, showing love. Sean Harrington and BJ did a great job carrying part of the conversation tonight. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for watching Everything Pro Wrestling. And also, AEW video game news came out. More trademarks. Keep your eyes peeled for that. If I get some really big news for it, I will make sure I try to cover all of the video game stuff as well, with Virtual Basement, WWE games, and the AEW game coming out. So thank you guys so much for checking me out. We are out for Everything Pro Wrestling. See you next week for the next Dynamite review. Peace. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson. Yes, by the fans, for the fans. Not many in this can understand. This the podcast to show you who I am. Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans. For the fans. Not many who's here can understand. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson. Yes.
Going on, EPW Nation, it's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast, Josh and Peyton, here to remind you all that college basketball season is right around the corner. Yes, we finally know, it's right around the corner, and Peyton, there's only one place people should go for all the college basketball excitement.
Well, Josh, the only place to find all college basketball hoops all the time is Everything College Basketball. Everything College Basketball can be listened to on several podcast hosting sites, like Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And we can also be found on our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/everythingcollegebasketball.
Yes, make sure you are joining the group with a couple other 100 people and growing by the day as we march into year number 3 of the Everything College Basketball networking system. Now, let's get back to Conrad and Everything Pro Wrestling.
What's going on, Everything Pro Wrestling listeners? It's your boy Jesse Carter over at the Pro Wrestling Shoot Podcast, where we run special interviews with independent wrestlers, also former WWE and TNA stars. Pretty soon we're going to be having the Matt Sydal episode drop, so you need to come and check that out. And you can find us over on anchor.fm/the Pro Wrestling Shoot. Also, we are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts. The show also covers reviews from old and current events, such as pay-per-views, AEW, WWE, whatever you're into nowadays, we will be covering reviews on that. We also have a little bit of music artist join us on the Pro Wrestling Shoot. Also dive into belt collecting and hobbies of all kind. So yeah, as soon as you are finished with Everything Pro Wrestling, why don't you come on over and check it out and tell us what you think. You can follow our Facebook page at the Pro Wrestling Shoot. We are also on Twitter at Carter Inc. That is CarderInc. Also Instagram at the Pro Wrestling Shoot. You can also find us on YouTube and Twitch. Coming soon, we will be doing live streams of the show on YouTube at the Pro Wrestling Shoot, and same with Twitch at the Pro Wrestling Shoot. All right, Conrad, back to you, and hope you all enjoy the rest of the episode from Everything Pro Wrestling.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.